Are you a conservative? Are you? If so, what do you mean by conservative? How do you define the word conservative? One person told me that she must be a conservative because she was not a liberal. I like that one. Everyone, every individual has their definition of what kind of political, social, cultural, and moral person he or she is, and how they define words which are almost undefinable, like conservative and liberal. There are many conservatives who disagree on specifics and ideas and concepts and, of course, moral and political values. And the same with liberals. Some, quite liberal, can be for abortion but against partial abortion, for example. Some conservatives can be against abortion but tolerate the brutal act in the case of rape, incest, or the life of the mother. By the way, what is your position on that? In so many cases, the definition of who you are and what you believe can only make sense when the individual deals with specific issues and understands them well and states a clear position and belief on that very one issue. There are, however, essential criteria, a common core in which the considerable majority of conservatives believe. I, as a conservative, in virtually every aspect of my life, would propose the following criteria which in fact characterizes a conservative. And the first would be limited government. Governments, federal, state, and local, should be only of the size, influence, and control power minimally necessary and no more. That would include the executive, legislative, and judicial branches with agencies and administrators only as necessary. And again, with limited powers and influence. Do you think our governments have too much power today? Our federal government, for example, has become a monstrosity with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of employees and agencies and committees and special appointees, and with a payroll and control and influence far beyond the constitutional model and what our original founding fathers intended. The more government, the less freedom. You know that. We should not only follow the mantra of Ronald Reagan, who said so well, get government off people's backs. And if we do, then they'll have less to do and we'll need less of them. Any way we can, we should limit that government. Federal, state, or local, reduce powers and numbers. And when it comes to government, less is more, says the conservative. And then there's deregulation. The conservative, I think, believes strongly in deregulation. There are tens of thousands of regulations now in effect, controlling corporations and individuals, federal, state, and local. So many of them are wasteful, so many of them. They are time-consuming, they are controlling, and they are horrendously expensive to implement. They should be eliminated wherever possible. Obama and company added hundreds and thousands of regulations to the federal government's power and its control. Trump has begun a cleansing, a removal process of so many regulations, many of which are useless or unnecessary and negative. Trump employs the conservative model for any legislation or regulations, the cost-benefit analysis. That is, the determination as to the real value and necessity of a regulation. If the cost of that regulation significantly outweighs the value, the regulation should be eliminated. So, I think, says the conservative. And then there are governmental agencies and bureaucracies. Again, for the conservative, less is more. A socialistic approach to government would produce more agencies, more bureaucrats, more control, and far less of the individual. The conservative strongly emphasizes the freedom of the individual with a willingness to put up with excess or opportunistic decision-making. Better, says the conservative, to have the individual free, pursuing opportunity, growing the economy, changing all things, no matter the mistakes made, for they can always be corrected in the private economy or through judicial action. The less agencies and bureaucracies, the better. And then there are rights and duties. Our Constitution and its Bill of Rights is the law of the land and the political Bible of the conservative. Every possible right and freedom should be maximized, I think the conservative says. And so does the Constitution. While at the same time, corresponding duties are required so that the rights of others are protected. Nothing should prohibit any individual from pursuing the sacred rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Highly individual, highly democratic, freedom at work in every way. Duties start where the rights of others begin, but not before. And then there's the conservative approach to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Ah, what marvelous documents, don't you think? Do you read them from time to time? Those documents fully expressing the best thinking of democratic men and women, replete with rights and freedoms, which the conservative demands. That includes especially so the rights of the First Amendment, which include freedom of speech, unbridled freedom of speech, don't abridge it government in any way, and boy, it's being abridged today, freedom of press, all print and internet, and freedom of assembly, and the big one for me, I hope it is for you, the freedom of religion. All of which, says the Constitution, cannot be controlled or influenced by Congress or any other legislative body, for they are unabridged, and they are inalienable. They are inalienable rights granted by the Creator himself, and they cannot and should not be altered or amended by any man. They are today, though, and the socialist, the radical, the destroyer like George Soros would end the democratic freedom-loving way of life of this country any way possible. Boy, I fear men like him when it comes to my beloved America. The conservative protects and defends those rights in the Bill of Rights, and whether we like it or not, we have to stand up, my fellow Americans, and at all costs. And then there's the rule of law. The law is the law, and it should not be broken. And it applies to all men and women equally, or it should, without preference or favoritism. Penalties apply to all, and to all fairly and equally, if the law is broken. It should be that way, for to do the crime is to do the time. Laws today are broken with impunity and without fair and equal punishment or retribution. Many believe that there are different laws, especially one for the rich and powerful, and yet another for the average and the poor. The powerful, the political, the rich and famous commit and get away with so much, while an average citizen seldom does. Illegal immigrants break the law and enter our country. A powerful Hillary Clinton establishes a foundation and illegally raises money. And there seems to be rampant disrespect for women in the new day and the age of sexual harassment. That's not right. So many men, and here and there a few women, get away with the harassment, at least until now, no matter the law. The law is the law, and when it is broken, penalties should apply. If the law is wrong, change it. Change it. Don't break it. And then there's capitalism versus socialism. The conservative believes in free enterprise, free and open markets, with no favoritism, no tariffs, within our own country and globally as well. A robust economy is built by men and women with vision, risk-taking and competitive. Fair competition, is the rule of thumb for conservatives. Men and women should be free to take risks and seek rewards. The risk-reward concept drives and motivates and inspires people to grow and to change and to improve the culture and the lifestyle and lives of all men and women. The socialist believes exactly opposite, that all things economic should be controlled by government. Government, its bureaucrats and bureaucracy should control monies, economic rewards, and profits, and even compensation. A leveling-off process which stifles opportunity and innovation and motivation. The conservative resists that and fights against this destructive socialistic approach to a free economy, to capitalism, and the pioneering entrepreneurial spirit of mankind, to the freedom of opportunity, to the freedom to profit, freedom to pursue a better life, and to reap the rewards of an aggressive work ethic. All of that should be available to everyone, says the conservative. All of it. Socialism, or in its extreme form, communism, are the enemy and should be put aside at every turn. So, I think, says the conservative. What do you think? And then there is the matter of Judeo-Christian values. They are the bedrock, the common core of America, 1776 and all years since. The commandments, 10 of them, and the fundamental core Christian values which built the character of our country, and in so many ways, direct and indirect, formed the thinking behind our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. That is necessary to the fundamental continuation of the United States as it was and as it should be. So says the conservative. Those values should not be removed from public life or the marketplace or in any way eliminated from the public square. In fact, they, says the conservative, should be more prominent and influential now more than ever. Now more than ever. And then there's taxation. There was no right in the Constitution for the government to tax income. In fact, any taxing powers were extremely limited by the Constitution itself, until the Constitution was amended to allow taxation. And there has been nothing but trouble since. The tax laws are complicated, and even though now changed, still often inequitable and preferential, providing considerable opportunities for the federal government, the IRS, to turn taxation political and unfair. The debt rises. The Congress taxes and spends virtually without limitation. The American economy grows more complex and abuses abound. There really is virtually, my fellow Americans, no limitation on the power of governments, federal, state, and local, to tax. And, of course, to spend. Our founding fathers and our original unamended Constitution never intended any such thing. We pay now for these excesses, but we will pay even more, much more in the future, and so will our children and grandchildren. Boy, will they pay. And then there's trust and transparency. The conservative believes strongly in trust as an operating principle in all things government. Less than 10%, however, of we the people trust the government and the politicians who run it. But the conservative stands up against unethical conduct and failure to fulfill promises and miscarriage of justice and malfeasance in office, all of it. In this day, often described, my fellow Americans, as the era of post-truth, the conservative demands truth, demands it, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and fact, not spin, but fact. Clear facts, uninterpreted, again without spin, and trustworthy and reliable. The true conservative demands transparency. Nothing hidden, no secret societies, no deep state, an open society and an open government. The conservative stand for truth and fact is now more necessary than ever. The demand for integrity was never greater. Don't you agree? So, these, in my view, are some of the characteristics, the hallmarks, the common core of conservatives of all kinds, real conservatives. All such are how right-thinking men and women, essentially American traditionalists, believing full well that, in fact, America was, is, and must be in the future exceptional, and will stand to protect and defend these rights and this way of life. And for me, my fellow Americans, again, it is a proud thing to be a conservative. With all of those core principles and values at work, I am very proud to be a conservative. If you are one, are you proud? Will you stand up for what you believe in an intimidating day and age? I hope so. I do hope and pray that if you are conservative, you believe in those values, those core characteristics, and that you will do your civic duty and protect and defend them with all of your might. And may God bless you as you do so.